faster.
In the good old fashioned school of lover boys. Dining at the Ritz, we'll meet at night.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
The bill, you taste the wine. Driving back in style in my saloon will do quite nicely. Just take me back to yours, that will be fine. Come on and get it.
Ooh, love.
There he goes again.
Ooh,
like
love. Love.
Boy, boy, what you do tonight?
Hey, boy.
Everything's alright, just hold on tight. That's because I'm a good old
fashioned
lover boy.
Hello, that was Good Old Fashioned Lover Boy by Queen. You're listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Lauren Bile. This is Pisces season. Yeah, tonight's show is, if you couldn't tell from the very first song, about love. not really. It's just like love songs, except for I don't really know if any of these are like technically love songs. A few of them are, but yeah, it's Valentine's this week, which is my favorite holiday, so obviously I had to play Valentine's music or something. I don't know. It's also almost Pisces season, which is huge. Unfortunately, it's still Aquarius season, but whatever, who cares. I'm training people tonight, which is really awesome. Maybe you'll hear from them later. Who knows? Stay tuned. Yeah, I have a lot of music planned, so look forward to that. I really don't have much to say about that one, except for I think it's like a funny song. Up next, I think this song up next is a love song. It's by the Beatles, who I hate. Honestly, I'm feeling like giving up that bit this year. I think that's like, that's my New Year's resolution, is that I'm giving up the I hate the Beatles bit. I think that that's done for. If you want to call in, suggest a song, tell me about your love life, complain about your love life, just talk about life and stuff, you can do that. The number is 855-915-9636, or if you don't want to talk on the phone, you can go to wmfo.org and go to the DJ chat, and we can text each other, which would be cool. No pressure, though. Anyway, lots of music. Up next, the Beatles. Enjoy.
Somebody
like she do me. Ooh, she do me. Yes, she does. Don't let me down. Don't let me down. Don't let me down. Don't let me down. I'm in love for the first time.
The good part, then I realized I started looking and the bubble burst. I started looking for excuses. Come on in, I've gotta tell you what a state I'm in. I've gotta tell you in my loudest tones that I started looking for a warning sign. When the truth is I miss you, yeah, the truth is that I miss you so. I
to tell you in my loudest tone that I started looking for a warning sign. When the truth is,
by Elliot Smith, and before that was Warning Sign by Coldplay. Yeah, those were both great songs, more of like freshman year music. Was really into Coldplay for like a month. That was really weird. But it's a good song, and it's a sweet song. Too bad they're all about Gwyneth Paltrow. So, yeah, I have more music for you coming up. Otis Redding and Al Green and the Beach Boys, which I played this song before, and someone told me they didn't like it, which made me want to play it more tonight. So hopefully you guys like it tonight. Yeah, I don't have much to say because I'm training people, and it's really important that I spread on my knowledge to the trainees. So yeah, sorry if you're missing the commentary tonight. I really actually also don't have any, so yep, that's it. Anyway, Cigarettes and Coffee by Otis Redding.
It's early in the morning, about a quarter till three. I'm sitting here talking with my baby over cigarettes and coffee. And to tell you that, dog, I've been so satisfied. Honey, since I've met you, baby, since I've met you, oh, oh, days that I've been around, and all the good-looking girls I've met, they just don't seem to fit in. No, it didn't particularly say, yeah, but it seems so natural, dog, that you and I are here just talking over cigarettes and drinking coffee. I say it's so early in the morning. Ooh, it's a quarter till three. We're sitting here talking over cigarettes and drinking coffee. And I'd like to show you where I've known nothing but good old joy. You don't think, honey, since I've met you, baby, yeah, I would love to have another drink of coffee now. And me, darling, help me smoke just one more cigarette now. Got me.
dreaming. Lonely rivers flow to the sea, to the sea, to the open arms of the sea. Signs
wait for me, wait for me.
I'll be coming home. Wait for me, please, baby. Let me say,
you
That was All I Wanna Do by the Beach Boys. That was the song that I was told is not that good by someone. Not gonna say who, but kind of rude. I think it's great. Whatever. Yeah. So before that was Unchained Melody by Al Green. It is the half hour, which means that it is PSA time. And would you look at that? There is a PSA about love. Just kidding. It's Apple Jam. But this is the Apple Jam Valentine's Day cover show, 216, February 16th, PSA. Are you looking for love this Valentine's Day? That's too bad. Anyway, on Friday, February 16th, Apple Jam Productions is putting on their annual Valentine's Day cover show. Come on down to the Crane Room at 8 p.m. to see some amazing Tufts musical acts. This event is for Tufts students only. Speaking of love and apples, did you know there was an old wives' tale in New England that if a young woman peeled an apple in one strip and tossed it over her shoulder, the letter it formed on the floor would be the initial of her future husband? When I tried it, my apple peel spelled out WMFO. This has been a public service message from Apple Jam Productions and WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. That was a joke. That was not... that's not a joke. There is an Apple Jam show this Friday. You should go. But whenever I threw my peeled apple over my shoulder, it did not spell WMFO, but I can't tell you what it spelled, because then it won't come true. Yeah. So, I feel, like, uncreative right now, because I didn't really think about this show at all, and my trainees unfortunately just left me. They were great, but I get, like, anxious whenever, I'm not anxious, but, like, I'm scared to, like, talk random stuff in front of them, because, like, you know, they're sitting right there, and I'm, like, just talking into a microphone. It feels, like, kind of rude, you know, but... I just didn't have anything to say. Honestly, I really don't have anything to say about any of these songs, which is probably not what you want to hear me talking about on air. But unfortunately, I don't really care because it is my show. I do have more songs and music. I feel like maybe now I'm taking more of like a... I don't even think that's true. I'm playing one country song. So I was about to say that we're like taking a turn for the like country... taking a turn for the worse, but for a country. That made no sense. But I'm only playing one country song, and that's not even next. This next song I actually hated for a while. I'm just playing music I hate tonight, actually. I hate love, and I hate everything. It's a joke. I love Valentine's Day, but I hated this song at first. I don't know why. And then I came back to it, and I started really liking it, and I realized it was a cover. And then I listened to the real one, and I was like, oh, well, I guess the real one's okay, but not as good as the cover. I feel like maybe we need to admit, okay, I don't think this song is actually, like, the cover's better than this upcoming song, but, you know, I think sometimes we need to, like, be honest with ourselves that, like, maybe covers are onto something. Like, maybe they're better. Not always, but maybe. I feel like a great example of that is, I think that the song's called Black Sheep, and it's, Brie Larson and, the Scott Pilgrim movie. She killed that. That was so much better than the original. I don't even care about the original, because Brie Larson did it better. But stuff like that, like, maybe we should just all be real with ourselves. Like, just because you made it up doesn't mean that was probably the best choice for you to sing it. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, that's it. I have more music for you. Maybe one day I'll play the cover of this song and you guys can tell me which one's better. But for now, we'll just have to listen to the original. So up next is Seabird by Alessi Brothers.
Go even though I tell myself that road is closed. Listen, lonely seabird, you've been away from land too long, oh, too long. I don't listen to the news.
If you love somebody enough, you'll follow wherever they go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. If you love somebody enough, you'll go where your heart wants to go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. I know if you've seen her, you tell me, 'cause you are my friend. I've got to find her and find out the trouble she's in. If you tell me that she's not here, I'll follow the trail of her tears. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. She would get mad and she used to say that she'd come back to Memphis someday. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. I haven't eaten a bite or slept for 3 days and nights. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. Well, I've got to find her and tell her that I love her so. I'll never rest till I find out why she had to go. Thank you. you for your precious time. Forgive me if I start to cry. That's how I got to Memphis. 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 That's how I got to Memphis.
That was That's How I Got to Memphis by Tom T. Hall. My brother actually was the one who showed me that song because he has great taste in music. And now I listen to it every time I land in Memphis, which is where I fly into because I live near Memphis. But I think something that I don't, that most people don't know about me, not that it really is like that big of a deal to like who I am, but every time I land in a place that like has a song, I will listen to it. Like if I'm going to Chicago, not that I've like been to Chicago in a while, but like I will listen to like any song that mentions Chicago, but mostly just like Chicago by Sufjan. And then obviously when I land in Atlanta, it's Panda. There was a song that I was listening to a lot when I went to Berlin. When I was in Berlin. Anyway, I listen to that song every time I land in Memphis, and I like the idea of, like, someone chasing after me to Memphis, you know? Like, what a random place to be. Not random, like, it's actually, it's not random at all. It's, like, the most referenced city, like, of all time or something ridiculous like that in music. I'm pretty sure, like, out of all the cities, all of them, they mention Memphis the most. I don't know if that made sense. Like, I feel like I'm getting tired and things that I'm saying are not making sense anymore. But I looked it up the other day. Memphis is, like, the most referenced city in music, which is crazy. That's, I guess, something to know about Memphis. This next song, I feel like it might be annoying to play. However, it's so sweet and cute. Maybe you'll be like, Lauren, this one's so tired. But, like, just, like, listen to it. And then, like, think about it. And then, like, listen to it. And then think about it again. And be like, okay, it's not tired. It's cute. So, up next is Hey Jude by The Beatles.
Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. Made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better. And anytime you feel the pain, hey Jude, refrain. Don't carry the world up on your shoulders. Found her now. sad song and make it better. Remember to let her under your skin. Then you begin to make it better, 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 better. Make it. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. La, 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 la. La, la, la.
cute. Great song. That was Always Forever by Colt, and before that was Hey Jude by the Beatles. I hope you were able to listen to that song and be like, yeah, actually, I start to see what she's saying. It is a good song. Hopefully. Yeah, that's all I have for you tonight. I hope that you enjoyed it. I hope you enjoyed my take on Valentine's music, I guess. And I hope that you guys have a great Valentine's or Galentine's or Palentine's. You know, like whatever holiday you choose to celebrate this week, because you know, Valentine's not always a happy holiday, but you can make it a happy holiday by giving yourself Valentine's chocolates. That sounds so depressing, but I don't mean it like that. It's a cute holiday, okay? Yeah, I'm obviously just like too tired to be talking right now. This has been Pisces season. I'm Lauren. Dare I say, next time I see you, it'll be Pisces season? Dare I say it? I don't know. I can't add. Wait, I think so. Huh. Well, that's exciting. Yeah, I think so. Hopefully I'm right. That would be awkward if I wasn't. You're listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Have a good night, everyone.
In the glow of each other's majestic presence, listen and hear my words, are the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you. When I was driving, once I saw this painted on a bridge.
I don't want the world, I just want you to have.
They don't need me here, and I know you're there, where the world goes by like the humid air, and it sticks like a broken record. Everything sticks like a broken record. Everything sticks until it goes away, and the truth is we don't know anything. And I are getting older, we still haven't walked in the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen and I hear my words, they're the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you. In the glow of each other's majestic presence, listen and I hear my words, and the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you. And I are getting old, and we still haven't walked in the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen and I hear my words, and the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you.
Hi, this is Mary Wilson of the Supremes. Hey, Boston! You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Hartford.
So won't you hear?